Because that was good. So welcome back.
We have the same clothes on.
So here's what you need to know. We're recording four of these together.
Today.
And we were sitting around the table trying to figure out, like everybody in life, like, you know, what's a big topic for people, and what do the energies feel like in life these days? And so many of us have had our authority come from outside of us, and you know, we go to the expert, so to speak. We podcast it, we read about it, we take classes, and it's great to edify yourself, but how much of our days are spent on somebody else telling us, read a book and it tells us how to feel. It tells us, you know, some intellectual process. But what does it look like to find the wherewithal or the willingness to take self-accountability, 100% self-accountability? And in that self-accountability, recognize perhaps a pattern or a behavior or an attitude, an agenda that someone carries that they know gets in their way. Maybe it is sensitivity of caring what people think too much, is an example. What does it look like to go within and to become your own authority in that? Instead of an attitude of, fuck them, I don't care what they think of me, because I do. I can, you know, I was standing in my window, this was months ago, and I happened to like pick my nose kind of, and there was a lady that walked by, and I'm like, oh, fuck her, I don't care, but I do care. I'm not going to bullshit myself anymore in life. I do care. And I was curious about the part of me that cared. And I cared that she thought I was gross. And even though I'm not gross.
She picks her nose.
But where inside of me do I immediately go to a critical nature of myself? Why are we so critical of ourselves? And how do you flip the switch? Because I'll tell you a little secret. It's not saying you don't fucking care. Because if you don't care, you don't even use those words. You just go, I'm okay. So be it. But my go-to is I don't care. And you bet your ass I care. To a fault.
That's okay.
Yeah, for me it's not.
No?
Mm-mm. No, because I want to like myself. I don't want to bullshit myself. And I bullshit myself when I say I don't care. I do care, but what part of me cares? That's the part that I feel like I deny. It's a constant inner battle, like, I care, I don't care, I do care, I don't care. I just want to be able to be more lighthearted with myself and go, I picked my nose and she saw me.
Well, it goes back to your choices. We all have choices. Choose what the heck you want to care about. I mean, do you care what somebody thinks? So, I think that's all relative. What situation are you in? Who is it you're talking about? You know what I mean? Like, if it's some random woman on the street,
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I mean, you know what I mean. But like, if
I farted,
we're sitting here filming, and I'm like,
I would
pick my
care,
nose. I'm like, okay, I probably shouldn't be doing that.
But yeah. Like, if I was picking my nose in my house and someone walked by, well, guess what? My house. I'm gonna pick my nose. I might even eat it too.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't.
But I'm just saying, like, there's like certain areas.
Your face just went like this.
There's certain gnarly.
She just touched you hardcore.
I know. And
do you care?
No.
Okay, see?
There are certain things that I care about, though. Like a lot of things that someone else would care about, I don't even care about. But that's just me. I don't know. And maybe I'm cold.
So I guess what she's trying to say...
I can probably get it wrong. Yeah, please put words in my mouth.
No, but what I'm interpreting that is sometimes you use, and I don't care, as like
deflecting.
Deflecting
or shrug off. Like, yeah.
Like, to protect what I really feel.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
What you don't want to say, what you think
right.
You say.
Yes, it's so, you're not being honest. You're just really just deflecting. Like, we were talking about this, my sister and I, yesterday about when you're just skimming through life on the surface, you start to believe that that's what's important in your life instead of really going underneath the surface and going, well, why do I have that behavior? Why do I deflect all the time?
Why do you? Why do you deflect?
It's a fairness thing.
I think sometimes it's because in that moment I don't want to look at it.
But what, so go down the layer. Like, that's why true. Don't you want to look at it?
Right.
Don't, you know, I mean, we always say,
right, I think for me, because it's usually when I'm dealing with somebody that I'm like, if I go deep, it's just going to go like this. And it's not worth my energy and time.
Okay, so you move on.
Yeah.
But
so it's kind of like just...
But so you pick your battles.
So that's not being honest.
Choose your
though.
Battles. That's something I always say.
So, but
say.
If you choose your battles, right?
You're still not being honest, is what I'm saying.
Well, but again, I kind of, not to go back on our last conversation about being honest, I got to really feel into this one, because I think you can, like, it's just a battlefield of the mind of going back and forth without getting to, like, what is it? I think the question becomes is, what? Why does it matter to me? What's the point to myself? Like, what was the point of me saying? Because I always have a cringe factor in life. Like, I had a cringe factor. Like, she caught me picking my nose. Like, you know, not that it matters to her. She probably didn't even really see it. The question was, is like, what is it inside of me that has cringe over myself? The cringe over myself.
If someone's judging you in the moment?
Yeah, you know, or judging myself. Mm-hmm. You know,
like, that's just like that lady that picks her nose.
Yeah, like the regret of life. I mean, picking my nose maybe not be the best example, but I think we have cringeable moments in life. And why do we cringe? Because I think the cringeable moments for me set me up to avoid things. Because I don't think I'm enough in that moment, or I don't think what I'm doing is okay, or...
Yeah, it can go way deep. I see where you're going with that. Like, it can go under layers and layers of that we don't even see or recognize, because we're just...
Yeah, and see, I don't want to always have to go deep in life. Like, I think that gets old, too.
It does.
It's exhausting.
It does.
Like, what do you mean by that? Like, what, you know, I don't
think...
You overanalyze the crap out of it, and you never get anywhere except chasing your own freaking tail. And
circle.
I can chase my tail better than anybody, you know?
I've chased my tail too fucking much. I'm tired, dude.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I don't do it anymore. I just leave it alone.
How do you not do it?
Cut it off.
Maybe because I've been through what I've been through. I don't know. I'm like so different. I'm totally different. Like,
how?
But I will, if I think back to the one time when you were just talking about when I said, oh, I don't fucking care, but I really did care. My feelings were hurt and I was shattered and upset, and I had to work through that. That I had a recent issue with that from a friend that I had since fifth grade, who lied to me, didn't invite me to her wedding. She never even sent the invitation. It was like this huge lie. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she never, and I asked her, I gave her the choice. I said, tell me what I did so I can rectify it. What did I do? What did I do to hurt your feelings? Blah, blah, blah. She never answered me. Well, then my son passed, and she never reached out and said, sorry. I never got a card, a phone call, a text, nothing.
Wow, this is for a friend since fifth grade.
Since fifth grade. And I was fucking shattered. But I was so shattered that it broke me to the point where a year after he was gone, she reached out to me through Messenger and said, you know, she tried to pass off. She's like, I'm sorry you lost Jake. I was going to reach out earlier, but never sent. Anyway, and then some bullshit. I'm a broken woman who waited too long to reach out. And I just looked at that message, and I know she saw that I read it. And I looked at it, and I said, you know what? You're going to get the same fucking courtesy you gave me. I'm not answering a fucking thing. And I was fine with it. And I'm done. I washed my hands of our friendship. She was in my life for a reason when she was there. But when I first didn't get the invitation, I said, oh, I don't fucking care. No, my feelings were fucking hurt. Because I was like,
so
what?
Why don't we say that? So hang on a second.
I told her my feelings were hurt.
Okay.
No, I did.
That's the part
I
care about in conversations,
said,
instead of just washing.
No,
like,
no,
okay.
I told her. I said, hey, I never got my invitation. I don't know where to book, not to do anything. And nothing. A whole week. And then her wedding came. The day after her wedding, she sent me an emoji, a heart. And I said, you know, my feelings are really hurt. I don't know what I did. But please let me know what I did so I can rectify it and make it right. and she didn't even have the courtesy to text me
back.
Well,
yeah, then I'd wash my hands too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I did care at first, and I told myself, I don't
think
fucking
that's
care.
Healthy.
I don't fucking
know,
care.
You know why we
but
care.
That's what I'm saying.
Courage. That was her projecting something on you. She was dealing
and
with
I'm
something
like,
internally.
Right? Yeah.
And I think that's why we care, because we know that. Like, something in her was bothering her.
And it bothered me that I didn't message her back after she sent that message, but I mean, it did. I thought, should I? And I'm like, no. And I never even thought about it again. I'm like, no.
Then
you're not getting this. You're not getting me.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting me.
Yeah. So that comes down to boundaries.
That's what we're
talking
about.
That's a whole other
topic,
right? That's a whole other topic, but that's beautiful.
But that's a huge moment in my life where I did stick to my boundaries, and I honored myself, and I honored my heart.
You honored your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, my feelings are hurt. I feel crushed. I've had known you since fifth grade. This is a long-standing relationship. And, you know, Maya Angelou, right? You trust people when they show you who they are.
Yeah.
And you don't go to the hardware store for milk. You quit,
nope.
You quit, like, beating down a door that can't be beaten down. You quit hanging out with relationships that are not emotionally available.
She's not the first friend
that
That's
a whole other topic that
I
want to talk about, is emotional availability of people.
I mean, she's not even the first friend. I had another friend of 25 years that I said, I'm done.
So
with your shenanigans, the lying.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I'd love to hear in the comments when we post this on YouTube, people out there who have kind of the same situation and what you did to navigate it to where you found yourself at peace with yourself and you found yourself walking through a really tricky situation, and you honored your soul, you honored yourself, but you didn't make it about them. You made it about you and how you became your own internal source of authority versus somebody else's behavior having authority over you. I'd love to hear about that.
I just think as we grow too, we learn how to, you know, you go through life wanting all these friends and, you know, everything, when really, like, the friend you have within yourself is the most important.
Amen.
Like, even if I'm driving in my car, I you know, sometimes will look at my hands and think, you're 53, bitch. And then I look in the mirror, no, it looks so bad. All right. You know, and then, you know, I actually talk to myself quite a bit, like, that's why it's important to me that I protect myself, you know, and that I have to have pride in myself, I have to love myself, I have to do all those things. That goes back to the decisions I made when I was young that impacted my kids, because it was important to me. After my first marriage, it was so abusive. After that, and after standing up to him and leaving and taking my three kids, I said, nobody's ever going to fucking do that again.
Yeah.
And my second husband, I said, if you think you're gonna fucking control me and have your thumb on me, you're fucking wrong. And he was a great man. He helped me, he raised my kids. But the minute, you know, then he started drinking, he turned into this crazy drinker and he wouldn't stop and he would do crazy shit. And I gave him 4 years, and I said, if you don't stop, I'm gone. And I took my kids and I left, because I didn't want them to see any more of that. But it really hurt my kids, because, you know, but he passed away from liver failure, you know? And it was hard, but I'm like, no, I don't deserve this. I begged him. There's nothing I can do to change him. He's going to do what he's going to do. So I made the decision for me.
Because
you only get one life. I'm not going to waste it.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Big stuff.
Anyway.
No, it's big stuff. It's becoming your own authority.
Yeah.
Becoming your own authority and how to do that. It's not, I think, a clear-cut answer. I think it's waking up in the morning and saying, life's going to come my way. What am I going to do with it? Where I feel like at the end of the day when I put my head on the pillow, how well did I navigate it? How well did I honor myself? Did I say my no's and did I own them? Did I say my yeses and own them? Or was I wishy-washy with myself? Was I too worried about what everybody else was going to feel about it than my own self? Big stuff. Big topics. So, not clear answers. I don't think there's clear answers to any of it. I think it's a process. I think it's a... It's a showing up for oneself in the moment and saying the thing that you don't want to say. Whether it just be to yourself or to whomever you're in front of. But if you're going to say, Say what you mean what you say, just don't say it meanly.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
You'll be ahead of the game.
Yeah, that's
you'll be way ahead of the game. Anybody else before I hit?
No, I just think it just comes back to speaking from the heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are true and speak from the heart. Not everybody's going to get you. Not everybody's going to understand you, but
no, but I think you do. Preface it with that. When you are speaking to someone, like, this might offend you, but this is really how I feel. Mm-hmm. And I hope you honor how I feel.
Yeah. And that's a big one, honoring how you feel, because I can see a lot of times what happens is when you say something and then somebody comes back with, no, you don't. That's not how, like, telling you how
you
it. But that, to me, I look at that as that person's deflection of dealing with their uncomfortability.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with it?
Absolutely.
What do you mean? So what do you do with it?
So I just stand in my truth. Well, that's how I feel. It's regardless of what's happening with you right now. This is how I feel.
Good job. The minute you justify it, you've lost your ground. Now I have to justify it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more justification.
We walk around justifying everything.
Sometimes, yeah, I think I do that quite a bit, if I'm honest. Because
we all do a little bit.
I like to get my point across. Like, even with clients, like, you know, I try to explain to them, and this is no offense to anyone that gets Botox and fillers, but I'm against them. And I'm like,
I got wrinkles up the wazoo.
Oh, I was just saying, I'm against them because your body, the way your body processes everything goes through your kidney and liver. And my clients don't want to hear that shit, but I'm going to tell them because
we were just talking about this.
And then I shouldn't have to justify, oh, but it's okay. You know what I mean? It's like, well.
But they don't have to agree with you.
No, they don't agree with me.
And it has nothing to do with your worth. It has to do with what. Quit going to the hardware store for milk. The expectations that if I, you know, it's kind of like if I repeat something three times, I know I'm trying to convince you. And it's like, stop. I watched a thing yesterday on Instagram about these women were talking about that every time you get a filler, your face stretches. And so when the filler stops working, you're actually more wrinkly than if you had never gotten the filler.
Yes.
And then you chase the filler, and the companies aren't going to tell you this. It's like anything,
they want you
right? I had my implants taken out in July, and I was talking to the doctor about it. You know, I chose that because I just felt like it had inflammation in my body.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know, you make a lot of money off of Allergan, off the company that makes the implants. So they're not going to tell you that this is a foreign substance. No. Think about it. You go to get a liver transplant, a lung transplant, kidney, they give you anti-rejection drugs your whole life. Why in the world would two silicone implants in your body not be anti-rejection? Right. Why? Mm-hmm. So the minute I had them out, I felt immediate relief, but they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that with the fillers, that this is going to expand your face, and then when they stop working, you're going to be even more wrinkly. Like, if we normalized aging, and nobody had any fillers, and nobody had Botox in their face, we'd all look at each other and go, God, this is normal. Like, you look great.
Yeah.
You look great.
But I don't know why we all want to look like we're in our 20s. Like, what is that?
I don't fucking want to.
Like, I don't understand why we
want to
look like
I'm in my fucking 20s. Because I'm not in my fucking 20s. Because the tits don't match the face.
I'm going to sound like I'm talking out both sides of my ass. But there are people that feel so horribly about themselves.
I know, which makes me really sad.
Well, but that's the inside job. That's the authority.
I want them to love themselves. And that is literally.
They're going to throw up over that. I don't know how to fucking love myself, lady.
Because how about you sit with yourself and you look in the mirror.
Nobody wants to. You're preaching to the choir, honey. But we don't even sit with ourselves and our own emotions. But you have somebody who hates their face, right? And so they go and they get something and it makes them look good and people comment.
No,
and they
look like Cheshire cats.
I get it, but to them they don't. The cat lady, the hotel lady, Leona Ramsey or whatever her name was, she didn't think she looked that way. And all of us are going, hello, cat woman. God bless Joan Rivers. She's not here to defend herself. You know, you don't talk poorly about the dead, but the woman looked like a freak. She was a wonderful human being, had a great sense of humor, but it's like, why are you doing this to your face?
Yeah.
Stop.
I think it's an addiction.
Well,
it's
your ego not coming from love. It's your ego existing.
And
right
it's like
there.
I want more than anything for women just to look in the mirror and say,
I love
bitch,
it, baby.
Like these wrinkles. Well, that's from crying for a year. oh well.
Well, and
this is life. I laughed, I cried, I've been scared, I've been in pain.
She's an esthetician. I got a facial and she's like, start doing this, Rena. So I've been, and I'm grabbing shit to my face and I'm like, I think I look friggin' great now.
See?
Not really.
And
we have dark shit underneath my eyes.
No, it's the diet too. It's diet and it's this fucking environment. It's like everything.
Yeah, speaking of that, hand me more sugar. I'm kidding.
Well, yes, I did have some sugar.
No, I was saying there was sugar in that cake.
Well, guess what?
We should do a Starbucks.
I'm gluten free and I ate part of that fucking cake because I have no willpower because it had lemon icing.
But love yourself.
It's not like,
but you know what? I deserved it. I deserved that. I jumped in the truck.
We're gonna
this
you
morning.
Did. We're going to be accused of being the view where they talk over one another. Last thing we want to be is accused of that.
I just said that to you too.
All right.
We are not
time
the
to
view.
Stop. We're going to stop the video because we're becoming the view.